I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. An increasing number of reports continue to flow out of Pakistan claiming that Christian persecution is on a rise in the country. The culprit, a law. FMI's Bruce Allen.
The blasphemy laws are abused. People are accused of blasphemy for a variety of reasons. So the blasphemy laws are used frequently to settle personal scores and vendettas.
Because of this, it's not terrorists or the government that are Pakistani Christians' biggest threat, but their neighbors and families.
No one has been executed by the government for the crime of blasphemy since 1990, and yet scores of people are dying in the street once they're accused of it.
Despite the risks, FMI church planters are still sharing the gospel, so please pray for their safety and courage, and pray also for the gospel's work in Pakistan. And we'll stick with Pakistan for our next story through its South Asia Advance Initiative. Global Advance has been training frontline leaders in some hard-to-reach places. Global Advance's Ken Janke.
Pakistan is an incredible opportunity that has opened up for the gospel's advance recently. So far, we have held 6 training events in the nation of Pakistan, training and equipping indigenous leaders. So far this year, I'm excited to report that we've trained 948 frontline leaders.
However, some of the frontline leaders have never heard the gospel preached in Pakistan. Global Advance is trying to help change this by resourcing Pakistani villages. Please pray for Christians evangelizing and again for the gospel's work in Pakistan. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.